Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rib T, the audio daily dose of DAF, the show where we talk a DAF lesson a day in a few minutes your way. In this show, we try to find a piece of the Gemara and focus on a lesson we could take out from that piece. So tonight we're looking at Erevin 29. The Gemara argues that apples should be like apricots, necessitating only five. The Gemara rejects this, saying that apricots are more dignified, allowing five to last for two meals, as opposed to apples, which would need a kav for two meals. And here is the key line we're going to focus in on. Rav Yosef says, Hashem must forgive Rav Menashia Bar Shguvli for his error, as I told him that Rav applied a measure to the case of Erev, but I told him that on a Mishnah while he cited Rav saying it on a Braisa. Hashem has to forgive his error, saying the Mishnah versus the Braisa. How often in our own lives do we see people making errors, people making mistakes, whether Bin Adam L'Chaveron or Bin Adam L'Makom? Sometimes people make mistakes and do things wrong against Hashem, and they do things wrong against the fellow man, their fellow person, their spouse, their family, their friends, or the like. Especially now, as we're in Elul, and we're approaching Rosh Hashanah, which is coming rapidly upon us, we have to keep in mind and we have to keep in our hearts and understand that we should be forgiving of everyone around us, especially in our current climate, in our current secular society, in our current world, where it's a crazy world of Corona, and it's a crazy world of everybody hating each other, getting against each other, and people making the awful mistake of hating people, hating a person rather, hating a deed, hating an action, or hating a viewpoint. We talk about this a lot of times. People make this crazy mistake, this crazy error, as the video explains on Yom Kippur in the art school in the back. You have to understand that a person is not his deeds in and of itself. A person is not just the actions. A person, by his essence, can stand for many things, can do many things, but if they make an error, they make a mistake, they have a problem, an affliction, an addiction, or a bad habit, or the like, they are not that one element. They are not that 1%. And we always review this. We always talk about this a lot. We should ingrain it into our whole heart and our soul and our very essence and our very being. So apropos for our current times, when people so easily attack each other and are against each other and are so negative and nasty and cynical against each other, especially for some reason when it comes to politics, especially for some reason when it comes to health and safety, it turns into a politics game. When we're talking about the health and safety of people around you, using a mask or using distancing is known as a major element, the major way to stop the disease, and it becomes a whole fight and a whole situation which makes no sense. If it's the way that we know that Hashem brought down to us, we know how to be safe, it shouldn't be politics. We shouldn't hate one another because they're trying to do the right thing. We shouldn't hate one another because they might have a different viewpoint than us, that they might have a different political regime or a different political standpoint, or they might have a different walk of life. Or we shouldn't hate people because of the action, because of the deed, because of the error. As the Gemara mentions that Hashem should be forgiving of this error on some level, so too Hashem should be forgiving of any error we have. And if we forgive each other, that's why it says, are you mochel me? Are you mochel me? We ask in Elul as we come to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, because if we mochel each other, if we forgive each other, Hashem, God willing, will forgive us. The way that we interact with other people is the way that Hashem interacts with us. If we're compassionate, if we're kind, if we're understanding and forgiving of people around us, Hashem, by definition, should be forgiving to us and compassionate to us and kind to us, because Hashem looks down on his children. He sees how does his children interact with each other. A parent looks and sees how his kids get along with each other. There's no better nachas for a parent than when the kids get along and they take care of each other and they do well for each other. And Hashem is our parent par excellence, the best parent out there, the most loving parent out there. So when Hashem sees his children getting along, he has nachas and he wants to give to all of his children. If we all could just get along, if we could all just look at each other, love each other, you can hate the deed, hate the error, hate the misdeed, or you could disagree with the viewpoint and you can be upset with the viewpoint, but don't hate the person. We talk about it a lot, and be very forgiving of errors and mistakes of those around you, whether it's done to you or whether it's done to to Hashem, and if we're forgiving of each other and we understanding of each other, then Hashem will hopefully be understanding of us, and we can have a wonderful El and a wonderful year where hopefully everything comes about and everything is solid and safe, and Mashiach comes speedily in our days with the building of the Beis HaMikdash. May it be soon. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 30 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.